You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're in Birmingham for the 2023 IBSA World Games, where the 10-pin bowling competition is now underway. I'm joined now by Tony Clark from Team GB. Tony, how have you been enjoying the game so far?
All good up to now. I bowled this morning session. Did okay. Just waiting for the results to come out to find out how we've done. Then tomorrow there's another set of singles, and then doubles on Thursday.
Fantastic. And how long have you been involved in bowling?
About 30 years.
It's incredible. How did you get your start?
I was working with a guy who was partially sighted. He introduced me to a team, and it all went from there, to be fair. I've bowled for Great Britain. I think this is my 8th tournament. I've won a bronze and a silver. But we've been all over the world. Australia, Kuala Lumpur, Florida.
And what's the level like in the game at the moment?
This is my first tournament for a while. I'm recovering from a broken leg. So the standard is really good, especially from the B1s, who are totally blind. And they use what's called a guide rail to help them get their position on the lane. It's really good. From where we started to now, it's fantastic.
And is it a sport that's popular over the world? We're joined by teams from, it seems like, all over the place. Well,
there's loads of different countries. Yeah, lots of different countries from Asia. We're missing the USA this year for some strange reason. But Australia are here, Poland, France, China, Singapore, all good stuff.
And for people here in the UK, if they're interested in getting involved, what's the best way to do that with 10-pin bowling?
The main body is called British Blind Sports. If they want to send an email to British Blind Sports, they can go on online, the British Blind Sports page, and it'll direct them to wherever they want to go. I'm the chairman, so it'll come to me and I'll send it to wherever. We have teams from all over the country. They bowl in their own alleys in their hometowns. The scores get sent to an administrator. And then we have a finals, and it's generally in Sheffield. And they spend a couple of days. We have a good couple of days competition and an awards dinner. It's all good.
And is it a sport that's suitable for people with all different levels of sight loss?
Yes. So when people start bowling, we encourage them to memorise the deck, the pin deck. So if they've got somebody that can actually see, memorise the pin deck and tell them what pins they've got left after the first ball, then it's a case of just bowling for that set of pins. Obviously, the guide rails help people that need assistance getting up to the lane. But yeah, everything's available to them. There's no barriers at all to stop them.
And what's next for you this week? You mentioned some more competitions, so pairs and trios as well.
There's pairs and trios, yeah. And then there's pairs for men, pairs for women, and then there's a mixed set as well for obviously men and women together.
Fantastic. Well, Tony Clark from Team GB 10-pin bowling, all the best of the competition, and thanks very much for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.